You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 4.78, down 3.25 on the open. May, 4.87.5, down 4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 4.66, down 4.25 on the open. May, 4.76, down 4. July, 4.74, down 3. December, 4.88, down 3 on the open. March corn opened at 363.5, down 4.75 on the open. May, 373.5, down 4.5. July, 379.5, down 4.25. September, 368.5, down 3. December, 360.5, down 4.75 on the open. March oats opened at 261.5, down 0.25 on the open. May, 269.5, unchanged. January soybeans opened at 663, down 5 on the open. March, 675, down 6.5. May, 688.5, down 6.25. July, 701, down 5.75. August, 707, down 5. November, 722, down 5. January, down 5 as well on the open at 728. January soybean meal opened at 190.50, down 50 on the open. March, 195.20, down 70. January soybean oil opened at 28.05, down 35 on the open. March, 28.50, down 30. At the Merck, January feeders opened at 98.62.5, down 2.5 on the open. March, 97.75, up 10. April, 98.90, up 15. May, 99.65, up 22.5 on the open. February live cattle open at 92.80, up 22.5 on the open. April, 94.20, up 7.5. June, 89.05, up 12.5. August, 87.80, unchanged on the open. February lean hogs open at 60.10, down 30 on the open. April, 64, down 25. June, 72.10, down 30 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 89.60, down 22.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Haven't talked to you in about a month, sir.
Boy, it seems like a while.
And it indeed has. Happy New Year to you. Let's begin by just getting your overall impression of trade this morning as we're setting a softer tone off the opening.
Well, I think the underlying fundamental or technical theme would be consolidation as we wait to see what the January crop report says at the end of the week. I don't know if it's really going to be that big of a market maker or not. But what's more important, if you go back in history, if you go back to the 95-96 rally, I think the trade is looking at that rally, and during the first 2 weeks of January, the market sort of back and filled. It was strong into the last trading day of the year, then we sort of backed and filled for 2 weeks, then corn resumed the uptrend as we went in the last half of January, whereas the beans consolidated a little bit more for the next month or two before they resume their uptrend going into that spring day.
And in that 95-96 marketing year, by the end of January, did corn hit new contract highs?
Yes, it pushed higher. In fact, it's fairly close to these price levels here, depending on which contract you were looking at. It is very comparable, the price scenario. And when the market took off again as we went into the late winter, early spring, old crop led the charge higher, whereas new crop stuttered. And that could be the case, too, as traders start to position themselves ahead of the March 30th planting intentions report. The idea we're going to pick up quite a few corn acres going into 2007 here.
How much uneasiness is in the market about these index funds possibly selling off?
Oh, it's a concern, but you should have been worried about that clear back last year. I mean, they've been holding a long position over 200,000 contracts for some time. They pushed that position up to over 300,000 contracts prior to year end here. So, you know, if they'd come in and sell everything they had, the market would be down a limit for probably 2 weeks solid. Because there would not be enough buyers to come in to offset. So I don't know why one would panic about that position right at the present time. Reallocation or realigning of the funds, they'll probably go through that process here if that's what they want to do. But probably what the most important number we're going to see here this week, this afternoon, will be the new breakdown of the index funds. We'll actually see where they are because they've been combined with the commercial position here, and we'll actually see a breakout and see where the index funds are, and we'll know where the traditional funds are, so we'll have a better understanding of who's where in the marketplace.
So do you think that CFTC report, the supplemental, will move the market tomorrow morning?
I don't think it's going to change anybody's mind. You know, when you actually trade commodities, you've got an opinion and you stick with it. Just because you know, the psychology could be a little bit different, or find out maybe the funds are not as long or as long as they expected. That's not going to shift most traders' opinions.
Let's get the early word then on Friday's reports. What are you hearing, and what are your impressions?
Well, basically, when you look at the seasonality or analytical years, 14 out of the last 30 years, the USDA's raised bean production on the January report. 10 out of the last 30 years, the USDA's lowered corn numbers. You know, I don't know what the USDA is going to say, but they're going to put some numbers out. You know, as long as you don't move the bean bottom line by 30 million bushels, I think it's business as usual. As long as you don't lower or raise the corn bottom line by 100 million bushels, I think it's business as usual. The main report of the probably the last 10 years is going to be the March planting intentions report. I think that's the biggest play as we go through 2007.
And what are you thinking on the early word of that, about 7 million more corn acres?
You're way too low. I think you're more 10 to 12 million on corn, and you're probably going to lose 8 million on the beans. You know, when you actually visit with producers clear across the Midwest, it's heavy corn. It's real heavy corn. And, you know, unless we have a major fundamental event here in the next month or two, it's going to stay that way.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing, he is located in Normal, Illinois, joins us every Monday morning on the opening commodity market report. Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. March wheat now 479 and three quarters, down 1.5 at the Board of Trade. March wheat 464, down 6.25. May at 474, down 6. March corn 363 and three quarters, down 4.5. Now 364, down 4.25. May 373 and three quarters, down 4. July 380, down 3.75. September 369, down 2.5. December 361 and three quarters, down 3.5. January soybeans 665.5, down 2.5. March 678, down 3.5. May 691.5, down 3.25. November 724, down 3. January soybean meal 190.80, down 20. January soybean oil 28.08, down 32. At the Merck, January feeders 99.30, up 65, now 99.35, up 70. February live cattle 93.45, up 87.5. February lean hogs 60.60, up 20. Outside markets, February crude oil at 56.90, now 56.95 is up 64 cents. The CRB 293.32 is up 2.31. The Dow Jones at 12,353 is down almost 45 points. Taking a look And Mike Sola's two-state forecast today: partly to mostly sunny with highs between 36 and 50. Tonight, in northern sections and central Indiana, cloudy with a chance for areas of light snow. In central Illinois and in the south, mostly cloudy with a chance for scattered showers, possibly mixing and changing to light snow in central Illinois, and lows ranging from 23 to 35 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.